Blog Talk Radio.
This is Eight Figure Business Coach Radio, Scaling Up to Eight Figures, episode number 38, Ways to Have a Profitable Growth, part 2. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, digital marketing strategies, leadership, systems, processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started on today's episode of Continued from Last Week, Ways to Actually Have Profitable Growth. And last week, we went into the difference of just any type of growth and profitable growth. And just to recap, if you have the wrong type of growth, that's if you cut expenses or if you do a merger, you're really not growing through means that are going to sustain themselves. So our whole goal is to look at growth that's going to sustain itself and not just be a one-time item, like if you have a sale on getting rid of all the tennis shoes that were last season. That's going to be a one-time growth. Yes, sure, you'll see the revenue, but it would not sustain itself. So today we're going to talk about something that's one of my favorite subjects, and that is, are you a business or did you just create a job? And the reason why that's really important, because it really actually goes to the heart of profitable growth. And so many times entrepreneurs work alone, and nowadays instead of equality, maybe a self-employment, it is what we call a micro-business. And a micro-business is basically the structure or a sub up under a small business. And basically what it is it looks to see how many employees you have, the revenue. So if we look at a micro-business, it's normally one employee, which is the owner, and definitely under five. Revenue is normally at $300,000. And normally, the actual entrepreneur is not looking or seeking for any other growth other than that. That's the only thing they're looking at, is that. So when we look at ways to get out of the mindset of a micro business and actually have profitable growth, one of the ways I like to focus on is being productive. So many times when you're a micro business or you've just created a job for yourself, and if you want to know which of the items that we're talking about that actually are to you, look at the fact of one key ingredient. Even if you have vendors and you have others that work with you, if you are the main person that produces the income, you're more than likely a micro business. So if something happens to you, guess what? There goes your income. So the first thing I do when I coach is try to get my clients to put something on automation. If you've got it automated, if something happens to you and you're a micro business, because I know people that have actually built a business with just themselves and maybe two or three people that are like freelancers with them, that do freelancing, and they're able to self-fund and build a million-dollar business in revenue. So that isn't impossible, but that's usually the exception and not the rule. But they have what I call something that's automated. So it's a membership format. It's something that they use, like a program, where you can actually download, and you are not the sole producer of the income. So the very first thing you want to do to obtain profitable growth is make sure you leverage whatever you're doing and make it automated. Actually have something. With today's technology, there's so many areas with webinars you can record, and you can teach a webinar and charge for it. Whatever you're doing, make sure you have some form of automation if you're a micro business and you've created this cushy little job for yourself, and if something happens to you, there goes your revenue. So that's the first thing you want to talk about when we look at profitable growth. The second thing is I want to break it up into three areas. What I call free days, that is when you are enjoying and you're really enjoying yourself and you're not thinking about work and you're out and you're about. The second are buffer days. Our buffer days are when we're, is when we're doing our organizing. This should be when we're reading, when we're researching, and looking at what we're going and what we want to implement. And when we look at this, this is going to actually go to number three. Number three is our super focus days. Our super focus days are the days that we work on our activities that produce the largest impact of our revenue. Now, I know at the beginning of each year, I actually go to my calendar and I go through the whole year with analyzing where my free days are, my buffer days, and my super focus days. And I do this because this is going to actually give me more profitable growth, because on my free days, I'm going to rest and rejuvenate. I'm going to do those two R&R, and I'm not going to think about the business when I'm doing my free day. And when I'm super focused, I'm not thinking about my free days. I know so many entrepreneurs think there's no way you can actually go in and schedule, but yes, you can. And it actually helps you feel a lot better, rested, mindful, present, which is what you want to actually give to your customers and your clients. If you're not rejuvenated and rested, you're not going to be any good to your family. And part of business is family and life. All of it goes together. You can't separate them. That's why we do the business body and balance, which is a combination of the events that we do under the eight-figure coaching. I believe in the holistic approach. So if you're looking for profitable growth, this part goes and speaks to making sure that you take time to do all three of those. So let's break it down. If we look at our super focused days, you want to actually take out a piece of paper and write down things you enjoy doing, things you have to do, and things you want to delegate. Things you enjoy doing, things you have to do, and things you want to delegate. The things you want to delegate, you cannot stand it at all. You do not like doing them. Things you have to do can go either way. Things you enjoy doing, you can make an A. If you make that an A or a star, something that denotes that is something you could do all the time. During your super focused days, that should be what produces the bulk of your income. Let's go with the 80-20 rule. 80% of that is what actually produces the bulk of your income. Activities that bring in your revenue. So if whatever your business is, if you are a CPA, then of course 80% is of your revenue is from taxes. So that's the area you want to really pay a lot of attention to. And then that should be your 80%. And if you're doing the 80% on your super focus days, make sure that you combine it into chunks of two, no more than 3 hours. So you've got your super focus days. You've actually sat down and you figured out you're going to do it with chunks of time between 2 to 3 hours. And if you do two super focused days, let's say you do a Wednesday and a Thursday with the chunk of time of three, no more than three, no less than 2 hours, that's going to actually give you 6 hours. And I also suggest doing it when you're the most productive. So if you're the most productive in the evening, in the morning, on the weekend, have two super focused days that you do that. Your buffer days are your areas that you're going to look to implement. That's when you're doing your reading, your research. You can even have those days be your low activity days, things that don't really produce any income. If you like to blog, but it really doesn't produce income, but it helps you do marketing, that may be a day where we call that low activity. Doing your blog, your social media, your Facebook posts, those are the areas you want to actually use for your buffer days. And your buffer days could be 3 days. So if you have a Wednesday and Thursday as your super focused days, your buffer days could be Monday, and you could have a Tuesday, and you may even have a Saturday. Now, that leaves our free days. Now, depending on you, some people actually, I know an entrepreneur that actually has 122 days that they use for their free days. That's what makes it so fantastic. They've gotten to the point where they're in a position to do that, where they can actually do 122 days of free days. The beginning of the year, they mark their calendar, of how many, of actually how many days are their free days. And they've been doing this now for 25 years, where they've been in a position to mark their calendar for their free days. Once you do this, you will love it. And guess what? It will actually make you 4 to 5 times more productive. Busy work, busy activity is not about producing growth. Most times it isn't. You can take paper on your desk and move it from corner to corner, but you're not producing anything. So I really try to emphasize to my clients, as much as you think you do not want to do a day of free, a day of buffer, and a day of an actual super focused day, once you get started with this, you will not even be able to realize how long and how you are not able to live without it. So it's a system that I would actually make sure that you implement right away so that you can see how important that is. So once you've gotten that on your calendar, and if it's already, you know, we've already gotten started into the year, once you've gotten that on your calendar, it's actually something that you can start anytime. But you may want to start it at the beginning of the quarter, because we're almost already finished with the first quarter. Wow, how fast time goes. So when we look at, did you create a business or a job, you can answer that question by what we just talked about. Do you have free days? And if you do realize you just have a job because you're the main producer of the revenue, you don't have any employees other than yourself, and you don't have any systems and processes in place, you've created a job right now and not a business. Now, the goal is, don't fret, we can actually look at creating a business. And in part 3 of ways to have profitable growth, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. If you're already in a position where you just created a job and you're working in the business and not on the business, and the goal is to get you working on the business, we're going to look at 6 steps you can take immediately and implement to take you from creating a job to actually having a business. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Make sure you join me next week for episode number 39, when we're going to actually talk about ways to have a profitable growth, part 3. And we're going to go into, instead of working on the business or instead of working in the business, we're going to look at moving to working on the business. So we love social media. Please visit us on social media at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach. Leave a comment in the comment section of this episode, and please make sure you subscribe so you know exactly when we're going to have our next episode, and it alerts you so you can make sure you tune in. We'd love for you to call in also, so please give us a call. Guests can call in at 929-477-1169. That's 929-477-1169. So visit our actual website at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. And make sure you sign up for our free weekly dose of business resources, where you can actually learn ways that you can scale your business to the next level. So, in closing, thank you so much for joining us today. I really hope this podcast actually gives you valuable information. And until next week, much success.